farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government continues to roll out dairy sector resuscitation. Stay with us to hear more and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-183023. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Kasa Muda is reiterating his call for greater utilization of technology by farmers to improve production in the dairy sector. Noting that Jamaica produces only 20% of the 60 million liters of milk required locally, he says a competitive market exists for the dietary staple.
As good as we are, there are others who are better and have applied technology more appropriate to our situation. And we must learn from them and we must apply these skills and these strategies.
Minister Samuda was speaking at the recent launch of a public relations and advertising campaign for the National Animal Identification and Traceability System, NATES, at Search Island Dairies in Seaforth, St. Thomas. The initiative, launched in 2014, is a major step by the government to advance the implementation of an effective cattle identification and traceability system and the reduction of animal theft. In keeping with international best practices, the program also aids and promotes animal health and disease control, as well as food safety. It mandates that all farms and establishments rearing cattle should be registered and that all animals be affixed with NATES ear tags and assigned passports. The passport contains relevant information on the ownership, birth, and DNA of the animal. The public awareness campaign aims to intensify stakeholder support for and compliance with the initiative to implement the program on privately owned farms and among small cattle holders.
This is a good and valuable program, and we must continue to support it, being assured that we are on the right path for true development through agriculture.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. Since the launch of the National Animal Identification and Traceability System, the identification and registration of cattle on state-owned farms and privately owned establishments has been ongoing. And now for our proverb of the day. If speech were a shilling, silence were a pound. Translation: if speech is worth a shilling, silence is worth a pound. And this means, while talking might be beneficial, sometimes silence is more important. Silence is golden.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease. No, hand washing is key.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.